Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, September 8th, 2019. Evangelist John Melke.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
Grace and mercy and peace are all yours from God our Father and our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. In recent weeks, you have had the opportunity, whether you're watching us online or here in worship or watched us after the fact on our website, we've been preaching on the gospel lessons from Luke. And it gives us an opportunity to see how we are to conduct our lives, having followed the life of Christ during the festival half of the church year. We're now in the non-festival half, where we focus on how we can now respond to Christ's perfect life, death and resurrection, by showing forth our lives in Christ. And as you heard me read the gospel lesson for today, you probably wondered, well, I guess John got the short straw on this one. Not a very pleasant sight, that reading from Luke's gospel. Let me just read the one verse that's a key verse here. Do you think I came to bring peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but division. Because we want to preach the whole counsel of God, we're going to talk about that lesson, of course. Back in 1971, for those of you who remember or did some history checking out for yourselves on the internet, one of the popular songs was recorded by John Lennon and his wife, Ono. I guess they wrote it together. It became very famous. John Lennon, by the way, if you don't know, is one of the Beatles. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell beneath us, above only sky. Became very popular, didn't it? It's still probably being played on the radio. It probably was a top one hit back in the 1971, and it's being played on the radio even today. John Lennon had this idea that during the Vietnam War, it might be good to not talk about bloodshed and persecution and hardship and religious differences. We might as well just try to all get along. A brotherhood of man, I think he labeled it in the song. Sounds pretty cool, doesn't it? People have taken on to that philosophy. They think it's a wise way to go. Dawn, you believe what you want to believe, and I'll believe what I want to believe. Julie, you say that you don't plan to disagree against me, and I won't disagree against you. We'll just all get along, one big happy family. Satan loves it when we take that kind of philosophy. The idea that we can all get along and just disregard God's holy word is nonsense. It causes division, to be sure. And Satan is a roaring lion, is licking his chops because people are giving into that philosophy yet today. I understand that it's probably a lot easier to talk about the peace of Christ which rules in our hearts by faith. What a wonderful joy that is to share with our family and our neighbors, our co-workers. But the reality is, so many people are divided because they have not followed the way of Christ. They have not come to the answer to their concern of their sin. They are rejecting the Bible. And so there's going to be division. And that's the biblical truth we look at today. Jesus brings division because that's the truth from his holy word. Because Jesus brings division, it affects the truth of his word. And it affects the closest of circles. Jesus brings division. Ouch, that hurts. But it's the truth. Jesus is probably shaking his head and wiping away his tears as he looks at the idea that we can be tolerant and not talk about the reality of the differences in this world. Which means that more than likely, if you are going to stand on the side of Christ, you're not going to be popular or famous. If you're going to have the mindset of Christ, which says that I'm not going to speak against the truth of God's word, I'm going to live a moral life and conduct myself as a moral person and promote morality, you're going to be considered intolerant and closed-minded. If you're going to stand up in the classroom and defend what's on those walls, on those windows, creationism, a six-day creation, and refute evolution, you will not be with the in crowd. If you have this idea that it means, as a parent, to be a pal with your child, well, then maybe that's why Jesus says these words in our text. From now on, there'll be five in one family divided against each other, three against two, and two against three. You see, Jesus is the source of this division because of another famous quote from him. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's the biblical truth. And it brings division because there are those who are on one side and those on the other side. There's two camps. You either have Jesus in your heart of faith and you believe in Jesus as your only Savior from sin, or you reject Christ and you reject the truth of God's word. And that means you're either going to be in heaven or you're going to be in hell, which, of course, John Lennon, I guess, was saying there aren't either one. But there is. Jesus brings division, and it affects the truth of his word. What is the truth of his word? I look at myself. The truth is, I am not worthy to stand in the Lord's presence. The truth is, I have rebelled against God by the way I've conducted myself. The truth is that I stand condemned before God, unworthy as a sinner. The truth is that God demands satisfaction for the sinful thoughts and the sinful actions and the sinful words that I have expressed time and time again and will continue to do to the day I die. That's the truth. And you're in the same boat as I am. You're too, wallowing in that hurricane of sin. The truth is also this. Jesus left a perfect place in order to become human in this world and to take our place. Jesus left heavenly thrones in order to be the payment for our sins by shedding his blood. Jesus became that Savior so that when he rose on Easter morning, God says, I now find satisfaction for all the sins of the world. You are now wiped clean. Sins have been eliminated. You're washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. All is great with you because of the blood of Jesus Christ, my own Son, who purifies you from every sin. That's the biblical truth. I'm a sinner, but I'm saved by Christ Jesus. And so you're either in one camp. You either accept Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit working through the gospel to believe in Jesus as your Savior, or you reject him and you're in that other camp. That means standing firm on the side of Jesus means there's going to be division. It's going to affect even the closest of circles. In this divided world, I think it's a wonderful joy that we can still find God's people gathered around his word and sacraments as a unit, as a wonderful family of believers. We gather today in public worship. What an amazing miracle that is, that we can still gather around his gospel and word and sacrament as a Christian family united around that word. But then, this is going to hurt, but we have to talk about it because God talks about it in our text. What about our own personal families? What a joy when we have a family home that is united around the word of God and all its truth and purity. That's a great joy, but that's not always the case, is it? There's division in families because there's division in the world. And the division divides families between either following the word of God or ignoring the scriptures. So we have the case, perhaps in your home, where you have the love of Christ in your heart, but someone in your family rejects that gospel. Maybe it's not the spouse or the child, but maybe it's the nephew or the niece or the grandparent or the uncle or the aunt or the cousin. There is division. It affects even the closest of circles. Division happens even when the family is united around God's word and they believe in Jesus as their Savior, but there's someone in that family unit that doesn't quite grasp the six-day creation or the view of marriage, the God-given role of marriage, or whatever that might be. As a parent, as a child, as a sibling, we might just say, let's just ignore that problem. Maybe it'll go away. We don't want to make waves in our family. Or it still divides us when we have that unique connection to Christ and our family members, and we're all on the same page, except one of those family members is struggling in a certain sin. They're not living the way they say they would like to live according to their faith in Christ. Again, instead of confronting the sin and lead them to repentance, we let it slide by yet again another day. Jesus brings division. Yes, it does affect the truth of his word, but it also affects the closest of circles. That means there's a big difference between where I stand with my God and where the rest of the world stands that is rejecting God and his word. I mean, I know by a shadow of a doubt, no shadow of a doubt, no problem at all, that when the Lord decides to close my eyes in death, I know where I'm going. He's going to take me to the heavenly mansions where I get to see Jesus in all his glory for eternity. But there's another camp that doesn't think that such a place even exists, but that the reward is there awaiting them because of the gift of Jesus Christ. So Jesus brings division even among the closest of circles. Because that is certainty and truth, you have extended divine calls over the course of many years here at Good Shepherd. You extended a divine call to Pastor Tolberg, to Mrs. Tolberg, and to myself. And you've given us a clear direction where to go. In order to carry out our divine calls, you've asked us to equip you for works of service that the body of Christ may be built up, and to prepare you to have an answer to someone who asks you why you have that certain faith or belief in your heart. Pray for your called workers. Pray that they continue to share that law and gospel in the classroom, in the pulpit, in the community, because Jesus says he brings division and it even affects the closest of circles. Last year, early in spring of 2018, a movie came out. My family and I went to see it in the theater. It's a movie based on a song written in 2001 by Bart, the lead singer of Mercy Me. It's called I Can Only Imagine. That song is about his relationship with his father, his abusive father, an alcoholic father. And the reason Bart could write that song is because, as he says in his own words, I got a front row seat to see this guy go from being a monster to falling desperately in love with Jesus. The gospel works. Hearts are changed. And Bart even went on to say, I grew up thinking that if the gospel could change that guy, it could change anybody. So is there division in your family? Pray for that division to be cured by the power of the gospel. Dennis Quaid, by the way, played the father, Bart's father in that movie. Dennis Quaid admits he was on crack cocaine for many years. But he wrote a song on that, based on that movie, On My Way to Heaven. Unlike John Lennon, who was defining that there's no such thing as heaven or hell, Dennis Quaid, apparently a Christian, off crack cocaine, writes this song which says, "My life may not be roses, for sure not for him, but any for one of us as well, but still I'm going to be all right as long as I've got my Savior on my side. He freed me from the heavy chains that bound my broken heart. He picked me up and gave me a brand new start. Now I'm on my way to heaven. I'm on my way to heaven. I'm on my way to heaven. I won't be staying long." Jesus brings division. It affects the truth of his word, and it affects even the closest of circles. And you're going to face people over and over again in this world who say, hell does not exist. Hell does exist. It exists for the devil, his evil angels, and all who reject Christ as Savior. I don't want to go there. I know you don't want to go there, but it's a real place. No matter what song is sung, I know that there's a heaven. It's reserved for our triune God, his holy angels, and all who believe in Jesus as the Savior. I want to go there. You want to go there. And by God's grace, we get to go there. Why? Because we have this peace of God which passes all human understanding. We have this peace of God which rules in our hearts. We have this peace of God which cleanses my soul's sin. We have this peace of God because Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Can you imagine that? I can. We can. And we do. The peace of God which passes all human understanding, keep and guard your hearts through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.